White, Oakland, California, May 5th, 1876. Dear husband, we are usually well. Yesterday and day before, I had nervous headache. Feel like myself again today. Willie, Mary, and self and children ride out today for first time since you left. Mary has, for a few days, worked harder than usual. She is cheerful. Her interest is in the work. I have been writing more than usual, which was too much for me. I cannot and must not write more than half a day, but I continue to step over the bounds and pay for it. My mind is on my subjects day and night. I have strong confidence in prayer. The Lord hears me, and I believe in His salvation. In His strength I trust. In His strength I shall complete my writings. I cling firmly to His hand with unwavering confidence. We are happy in our work, and this is our world for the present. I shall not go to any place to visit, only for my own good to have a change. I shall have to rest more, and I shall not go to any place if I can get along without it. I am now seeking to get a carriage, and if this horse is not so that we can drive him, I shall get one at once that we can drive. I shall ride every day after dinner. My health demands it. I would be glad to hear some expression from you in reference to the signs. How do you like the way we are getting out my life? What do you think of it? We plead with God most earnestly for help, and we have it every day. We have the peace of God in our hearts. I am confident I am in the way of my duty. Oh, how earnestly have I pled with God to know His will. I have perfect trust and submission to leave Oakland for any point when I can get light. I have felt rather anxious to have light to go if this was my duty, but I get no light yet. I never expect so good an opportunity again of writing. May God help me is my continual cry. If I am blessed with health as I have been hitherto, I shall complete my first book in about 4 weeks. We hope you will continue well and cheerful. We all help them in the office Wednesday afternoon and evening in folding and wrapping. This is a change and not taxing. I have important subjects coming in the next paper on Jeremiah. My mind was urged to this by the Spirit of God. The view I had 16 years ago was forcefully impressed on my mind. I saw that important matter was to be seen applicable to the people of God. This was in reference to testimony God had given me to bear in reproving wrong. I must close. I am after this going to write postal cards, for I do not think you are much interested to have my letters over and over the same things. I try to get others to write, but they will not, and then I take up the pen again. Yours in love. Dunham gave me 12 of these last pictures of yours. Shall I send them to you? What do you think of them? I told him I did not like them. They did not look natural, but you can use them. If so, let me know.